Hello everyone, this is Shabri Priya.
And this is Shrikar Kalivarapu.
So we are back with the second episode of the series Win or Learn, the campus placement experiences. So today we are here to address some doubts that some of you had from the previous episode. And also, as many of you asked, in this episode we will elaborate a bit on coding interview rounds and what types of questions may be asked. And we will also discuss some more points on shaping your resumes.
Also, we have a guest we will be talking to at the end of the episode, so stay tuned for that. So let's start with some insights on coding and technical rounds. Most of the companies conduct their first round as a combination of coding questions and MCQs. Many people tend to take aptitude and technical MCQs for granted sometimes and concentrate only on coding questions, which is not the right strategy in my opinion. So MCQs play an important role in shortlisting in many cases. In cases where coding questions are easy and lots of people are able to solve, MCQs are what distinguish you from the crowd. So our advice would be to give importance to MCQs also. So how do we prepare for aptitude MCQs? So you may refer to a website called IndiaBix, which has a lot of collection of these quantitative questions. Or you may also refer to the book called Quantitative Aptitude for Competitive Exams by R.S. Agarwal, or YouTube videos by a channel called Fresh World. So another point is that technical MCQs may have questions which may ask you to identify the correct output for the given code snippet. So these questions may be from Java or C++. So irrespective of your preferred coding language, you should know the basics of both. So along with the coding style MCQs, as we mentioned in the first episode, questions from core subjects like operating systems, networking, and data structures and algorithms, database management would also pop up very frequently. You'll also see questions on OOPs concepts and completing SQL queries. So be well versed with all these topics.
So some of you also asked for popular questions and topics for data structures and coding. We prepared a list of some of the important questions. First, let's talk about linked lists. Some popular questions on linked lists would be Floyd's algorithm to detect loops in linked lists, merge sorted linked lists, remove duplicates in linked lists, and reverse linked lists, and so on. And second, coming to trees, tree traversal questions are very important and common. Along with that, some other common questions of finding out the height of a binary tree, left view and right views of binary tree and binary search tree, lowest common ancestors of a binary tree, and check if it is a binary search tree or not. So next on the list is the hashing technique. Questions which use hashing technique like find a pair with some zero or any given sum in an array, find first repeating character are also very important. Next comes sorting and searching. There might be many MCQs on sorting and its time complexities, so be sure of all the sorting techniques. Next is recursion, backtracking, greedy algorithms for questions like fractional knapsack are very important. Last but not the least is dynamic programming approach. Questions like largest common sequence, rock cutting, largest increasing subsequence, or optimal strategy of a game are also very common. And other than Geeks for Geeks and HackerRank, you can also practice from LeetCode, CodeChef, and InterviewBit for coding. You would find more challenging coding problems there.
So that's for the coding and technical rounds. We also had some people contact us regarding their resumes. We noticed some common mistakes and we wanted to share with you some insights and tips how to avoid them. The first point is the resume should be cohesive. So what I mean by cohesive is that your resume should be like one proper structured document and not gibberish. So use only a single font and apply good structuring to your resume. And the details should be to the point. Also, templating is very important. I stressed upon this in the first episode too. So some websites to refer and to make your resume with decent templates are novoresume.com or zeti.com. So other than that, if you're familiar with LaTeX, please go ahead and use it. You can use an editor like overleaf.com to edit LaTeX files. I know it's very time consuming, but it yields a clean and professional resume.
So you can still send them to us on winnerlearn2020@gmail.com. We have reviewed a few resumes since the first episode and people seem to like the feedback. So do not hesitate to send your resume over. You can also refer to Glassdoor along with Geeks for Geeks for insights into the company. Glassdoor provides reviews from employees who are working or have formerly worked in the company. So useful information about the work culture, project experiences, salary insights can be known.
Yeah, so along with that, I would like to add that you should always apply for jobs outside of your campus too. If the company you're wishing to get into is not visiting your campus, you should always try from all sources possible. So try to apply for any open role which suits you. This is where LinkedIn comes in very handy. You could connect with people you know in a certain company and reach out directly to them and ask for a chance at an interview. The worst thing that could happen is that they could turn you down, but it doesn't hurt at all to try.
Now that we have answered your questions from the previous episode and given you more tips, we would like to proceed further in the episode and introduce to our guest for this episode, Dheeraj.
Dheeraj was our batchmate and is into app development, competitive coding and so much more. He has also won many hackathons and prizes during his BTech. He also got into Amazon through campus recruitments. Hey Dheeraj, it's great to have you here.
Hey, hi everyone. This is Dheeraj. I am currently working as a software development engineer at Amazon. I am a 2020 pass out from VIT. Coming to my interests, I am a problem solver. I love doing problem solving. I have been to 20 plus hackathons and have won almost more than 15 plus of them. I have been into blockchain, web development, as well as application development. Like you can see, I have explored almost each and every field of software development and then decided my goal to be a full stack developer as I wanted to like own my systems from end to end.
So Dheeraj, talking about campus placements, what is your view on them?
From my perspective, I'll compare campus placements to more of a marathon, as you need to set your goals very clear like you do in a marathon and don't rush. You need to win the race on a long run. So basically, when a company is coming, you need to target the specific roles, which company you want to go. So basically, campus placements, from my view, it's a test of patience and focus. And apart from all these, speed and accuracy is what the campus placement tests out for all the candidates. So if you have a good speed as well as accuracy, then you can win over those campus placements.
We know you got selected by Amazon for an internship. So how was your overall experience for recruitment with Amazon?
Yeah, the overall experience was pretty smooth. So I will go on with explaining my experience, like how all, what happened, what were the questions asked basically. So the first round was a coding round where we were given two questions and 20 MCQs. Those 20 MCQs, they were based on DSA and OOPS. And some were language-based questions like of Java and C++. So basically, they were output questions. The DSA questions, they covered varied topics. Some of them were from trees, linked lists. So basically, each and everyone got a different set of questions. So it was randomization. But whatever I talked with my friends and other people, so mainly the questions were from trees, linked lists, graphs. So very less people, they got questions from dynamic programming. And after that, it was a group coding round. So basically a group fly round, what you say, where a question was flashed on the screen and the people who got shortlisted after the first round, they were taken to that group fly round. So basically we needed to solve that question and explain it to a mentor, which was assigned to us on that particular hall. And then after solving that question and explaining it to the mentor, then it was upon the mentor to decide whether we'll go to the next round or not. And after that, there were face-to-face rounds. So the face-to-face rounds were quite variable. It depended upon the candidate and the interviewer. So if the interviewer wanted, like they wanted to test the candidate on multiple grounds or they needed some more time, they took multiple rounds. But for most of them, it was around 2 to 3 rounds. But nevertheless, it was 4 to 5 rounds also for some of the candidates. So in face-to-face rounds also, they concentrated more on the problem-solving skills rather than on the core computer science skills like OS, DBMS, networking. And on the DSA part as well, they were more focused on testing whether the candidate has his basics clear rather than straight away jumping to advanced data structures. So they wanted to see if we can write production-ready code in a minimalistic way, and the code should have good readability. It should pass all the corner edge cases. So these were all the things that were being tested in the face-to-face rounds. Apart from all this, they also checked the personality and the leadership principles which Amazon basically follows in each and every development cycle, and each and every product which they build, they follow those leadership principles. So they wanted to test the candidate whether they possess the leadership principles which is required in Amazon in our day-to-day work.
So how do you think like listeners and aspirants for Amazon should prepare for the Amazon interviews and rounds?
There should be nothing as such specific to Amazon, but when you go for preparing for product-based companies like Amazon, Facebook, Google, Cisco, AppDynamics and all those companies, you must not be so much deep into DSA, like you must not be a competitive programmer, but yeah, you should be very clear with the basics too. So to all the listeners and aspirants who want to build a career in Amazon who are preparing for an Amazon coding round, I'll say just be very clear with the concepts of stacks, queues, trees, linked lists, as they will rarely ask you about the advanced data structures. So if you are clear with the basics and you have good communication skills and problem solving skills, you are welcomed at Amazon.
So Dheeraj, which language were you coding in? Like, could you share any particular books or websites you followed for programming and data structures?
Personally, I was coding in C++, but yeah, any object-oriented programming language can be used for doing competitive coding. And coming to specific books and websites I followed LeetCode. I practiced all my preparations with LeetCode and took help of Geeks for Geeks articles as well. And for taking up on speed, for giving my preparations speed up, I participated in online contests which should increase my speed and accuracy. So I'll suggest all the aspirants to participate in online contests of HackerEarth and CodeForces. This will increase their speed a lot. And while you practice in LeetCode, that time you will get to understand about the core concepts of data structures. And even if you are not able to solve those questions, there are pretty many solutions you can see, which has many alternatives to one solution, and you can learn about how to optimize your algorithm and how to decrease the space complexity as well as the time complexity. And coming to the books, I'll suggest that one book, Cracking the Coding Interview. It's very good when you are coming for placements and interviews. It teaches you how to act in front of an interviewer. And for practicing virtual interviews, as is now the situation that every hiring is being held virtually, I'll suggest pram.com will be a good choice for practicing the virtual interview sessions.
So circling back to competitive coding, how did you get started and what motivated you towards it? Do you feel competitive coding starting early gave you an edge over others?
So I got started with competitive coding in the first year itself, where we were introduced to Python in the very first sem. And what motivated me, actually, I always wanted to solve problems, and in competitive coding also you solve problems. So basically they give you some problems only. And yes, definitely competitive coding will give you an edge if you start it early. And if not exactly competitive coding, what if you are solving some questions once in 2 days or daily? It will definitely ace you towards getting a good placement because if you start off early, it will be very easy for you to get into some good company without some extra practice or extra labor just before 2 or 3 months of the placement season.
And yeah, apart from coding and competitive coding, what about development like app development, web development, blockchain? How much does all this weigh in your resume?
So if we come to on-campus placements, these development projects of various domains like mobile application, web application, blockchain, machine learning, it will not weigh that much as it weighs in off-campus. Because in off-campus, you are basically building a profile that you want to market, that you want to sell yourself. But in on-campus, that job is actually done by the placement team that is there in every college. So I'll assign a weightage of 15% to these projects in on-campus placement. But again, in off-campus, as I said, you need to market yourself. I'll assign a 50% weightage. So when you do these kind of developments, what happens is you are getting ready to enter into the software industry. So if you have done this kind of development, then once you enter the industry, you'll be a ready-made kind of thing. So the team, whichever you enter into, your manager will just need to plug and play. So basically, he'll plug you into any project and you will start playing around with that project in very, very soon and you will deliver it very quickly. So if you have done it, you will have an edge after you join the IT industry. But yeah, it from my point of view, it's good if you do it because your resume looks neat and clean. And it helps you in creating a good profile in LinkedIn as well as when you want to go for a switch in your job in the near future.
Those were some really nice answers, Dheeraj. Thank you so much for taking out the time to do this episode.
Thank you so much, Dheeraj. So that marks the end of this episode. So please give us your feedback or any other suggestions on what we should include for the next episodes through our mail ID or LinkedIn. So thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode.